Cropod contains language and themes which may not be suitable for anyone, but what is suitable for everybody is the great stuff from our friends at The Famous, iconic wear for bears. Go check out thefamousheadwear.co.uk. Great stuff over there. And if you want to win some stuff from them, scroll down, hit the Buy Me a Coffee link in the show notes on this episode that you're listening to right now. We give away stuff from them every single month here on the Cropod. So check them out, thefamousheadwear.co.uk.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With glowing hearts, we see thee rise, the true North, strong and free. O Canada, we stand arise, we stand on guard for thee.
Another episode of the Cropod. I split them up this week, but David is, well, he's over starting an international incident in Hong Kong, but Todd is back, yeah. Fresh off his own international incidents.
Exactly.
Posted about on Facebook. I still cannot get over you just deciding to tell all of us that you fucked.
Time out. Let me just explain this right. I'm going to go to a room that's not as hot. For those of you who don't know, there isn't a lot of carpet in comedy condos. So here we go. This is a little bit better. This is muted.
Todd is nice. Coming to us live from Toronto.
Yes. Back home, baby. listen, okay. Let me tell you how I use Facebook. Let me tell you, okay? I up Periscope every day. I wish my friends a happy birthday. I let them know what shows I'm doing, and then I'm down Periscope. That's it. If I have something funny to say, I will say it. I will share it on Twitter and on Facebook. And if I have something political to say, I'll sometimes post it there. So my fucking MAGA hat wearing friends who I went to high school with will get all blustered. That's how I use Facebook. Now, the other thing, which is a knock-on effect to how I do birthdays and stuff like that, is sometimes when my wife is tagged in posts and stuff like that, she gets a big heart and an awe from all of her friends and relatives. So I have to be on best behavior. So that was a reference to the fact that it was nice to be in the presence of my wife. But thank you, Shane, for making everyone think I was raw dogging it. Because her first thing that she said when she woke up in the morning was, one of your Rangers friends said we did it last night. I went, well, he's a liar. So...
So there, man.
We are. There's administrivia out of the way. Okay, so
how was Italy?
It was great. It was great. As far as we can tell, my wife is now a citizen.
Oh,
we think.
Look at that.
It was an ordeal to get her like tax code, her fiscal code.
Right.
That was a huge thing, but that helped get her residency. And then we're looking for the friend of hers that works at the town hall. And she said, okay, so here's the form we need. She goes, okay, so what do we do with it? Goes, oh, nothing. You're a citizen now. It was like, so that's the ceremony? You just hand a document over and that's it?
Like here we have those big, like, you know, swearings. Like they have them at the Cornell Theater here in town all the time where they'll get like, you know, 300 of them together and you got to hold your hand up and do all whatever it is they do. So, does that mean, are you Italian now, too?
No, not yet.
No, it doesn't work like that?
Yeah, okay. I'm the sticky wicket here. So now we have ordeals. But now that she's a citizen, the wheels are greased. Let's put it that way. It's a little bit easier. So And the thing is too, like my Uber driver yesterday to get me to the train station, he and I had a great chat. He is originally from the southern area of Africa.
Yeah.
And was telling me about all the governmental things that that go on there. And I was like, oh, dude. Yeah.
They have issues around governmental things in the south part of Africa, don't they?
Yeah. It is, as he's describing this, I went, yeah, that's the same. Like, it's all it is in Italy is like, you bring someone a form, you go, what are you doing this for? It was like, well, this. No. You got to go talk to that guy and pay him. It's like, okay, so you go pay him. And then you bring it back to the guy. He's like, what is this? And go, well, you said get him. No. You got to go to that guy now. It's like, oh, okay, fine. And then, you know, everyone gets a taste.
There's a lot of palm movement.
A lot of palm movement.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm shocked at that. Yeah, I would think this day and age, you know, the Italians would have moved past that. But
Nope. They, you know, they're back to the trains not running on time. Let's put it that way. I gotta say, good crow pods you guys did.
Aww.
While I was away, it was weird. It was weird walking the dog, listening to them, and blurting in out loud what I would have said. And I'm like, oh fuck, dude, you're not in the record. It's fine.
You gotta stay fresh, man.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So how's you?
I'm all right. I don't know. You know, well, you missed. I had the man flu last week, and then
yes.
Yeah, and then I woke up this Monday with a vertigo-inducing earache.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's all. No, I like walking in circles.
Yeah.
It's fun. So, yeah,
soul coughing, I'll tell you that.
I'm rifling through just piles of acetaminophen and anything.
Uh-huh.
So it's been, not a good week for the accounts to come out, as I said yesterday. I was staring at a PDF for that long was not good.
Right.
Because the second I was done, I was like, oh, God damn it. And it had nothing to do with the accounts.
Right.
It's everything to do with me.
Did you sprain, as a result of this, did I see right, you sprained your ankle as well?
Yeah. I missed a step. You know, but there that, we no, go. Well, to be fair, well, you know, I can blame, I'll blame it retroactively on the earache. Obviously, I was out of balance. I had nothing to do with the obscene amounts of alcohol I drank after watching Tennessee get thoroughly pumped by Mizzou on Saturday.
Okay. What I would like a listener to do is just isolate the last 30 seconds of what Shane said. And literally, you could use that without reference to any injury. You know, I missed a step. I got tanked up after a Tennessee loss. All of this.
But yeah, I get warmed up for this. See, this is the worst part with the international break because, you know, like Rangers have been playing well. We've been enjoying it, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
You got to go see your frozen yogurt stand play football.
I did, yes. But
Tennessee football, on top of, again, being thoroughly dispatched by fucking Mizzou last weekend, now we get to play Georgia at home. And yeah, that's not going to go well.
I have to tell you, you have no idea how big of a void you are screaming into right now. I have no idea what any of this means. Let me just say this. Hey, fuck you, Udinese. How do you like that, Shane? Hey.
So how was the match? I mean, it's a decent looking ground. I don't know.
It is.
I almost like the fact there are no scoreboards because
that totally blew my mind. Totally blew my mind. And they have a clock and it's on the digital hoarding.
Okay.
So you got to know where to look for it. Yeah. Right. The fans in the South Curvo are fucking maniacal. They're absolutely brilliant. It's I think it seats like maybe 26,000. I think 26,000 in total. And
so it would be the third largest stadium in Scotland.
Correct. Yes. Not unlike that stat I sent you of in Gazzetta del Sport, they had it was when Inter was playing Juve and they did a breakdown of the teams. And I was astounded that Juve, international brand, eclipses social media following of Inter like 5-1, you know, international 16,000 season ticket holders, 500 more than Hearts. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is insane.
Well, I mean, they purposely downsized when they built the new stadium, too.
Correct. So, correct.
That thing only holds like 38,000, 39,000, something like that.
Yeah. I think it's that. And then, Juve, or not Juve, Inter, and I would love to see the breakdown of like who fills the San Siro more, if it's AC or Inter.
Yeah.
I would love to know that. But so back to Frosinone. See if this, if you can find any comparisons, or if this sounds familiar to you at all. Ravenous support, who sang through the entire match. One of the primary colors of the team are blue.
Ross County.
Okay, getting there. their motto banner across the back is Nessuna Resa, no surrender.
Ah.
Okay. Well drilled, I would say, defense for the most part. Will counter and have pace at the sides. Will score first typically, and then in 5 minutes of switching off, be down 4-1. Does that sound familiar at all to you? What I'm saying is, I think Beal is coaching this team from afar. I think we have the Italian Michael Beal at the helm.
Maybe that's why he's on Instagram so much. He's DMing in tactical notes.
Yeah, exactly. Using Google Translate.
God.
Yeah.
So now what? Okay. So well, now you're working in Toronto, right?
Working in Toronto now.
You got like a series, or how long?
Yeah,
are you there?
doing a series of club dates with who I thought was going to be. It's nice kind of coming back to like old home week, because I'm now seeing like a lot of. I saw like three comics yesterday that were on the show that I hadn't seen since before COVID, so it was great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you moved. Yeah, you moved during COVID.
Yeah, yeah. Moved during COVID, and who I thought was going to be. Performing, my buddy Mark Anthony Synagoga, he was supposed to be headlining, and then I come in and it's Andrew Packer, another friend of mine, just released his first album. Great, but you know, it's like, oh, well, what happened to Mark? It's like, well, apparently he's sick. It's like, I have been downing Advil like they're fucking Pez. I have a cold as well. Yeah, the show must go on. That means nothing. But if I'm not mistaken, it was also Mark Antony that gave the entire Kingston Club COVID. So, you know what? Probably good he's staying home. Probably good. Probably good.
Oh, that's like, man, I like, that's the shitty part, because, you know, I was, that shit knocked me out all last week, right?
Because yeah.
I think it was like I woke up Monday kind of with it. Tuesday definitely had it, but still like fought through the show with David.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if you caught it, was high as shit because he fucked
you
back
were
up again.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was fucking annihilated. But no, you know, if I like it cleared at the weekend, I was like, okay, all right. So, you know, being the dumbass that, well, we all are, I was like, well, right. I felt well for 18 hours. I should go on a fucking bender.
Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. There is a point in the cold where if it's one of these kind of long tail ones, right? Like you know, where it just keeps hanging on.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Right? Not like the great disco hit, like it just keeps hanging on. There's a moment where you do say, like, after a week, and you're still just feeling like kind of congested and cold. It's like you're about 80%, let's say. Yeah. But that 20% is just kind of hanging in there. I have discovered that if you just go, fuck it, and you go out and have yourself a nice little time on the town, you wake up the next day, the cold is just like, well, I wasn't expecting this. I'm out. goodbye. No, this is, you know, the rowdy neighbors moved in, and that rowdy neighbor is Jack Daniels. So.
Oh, man. Yeah, I end up, there was a point Saturday where I walked to, one of the newer burrito, well, it kind of replaced one of my old go-to burrito shops, but you know, it's new management, and honestly, it stepped up a little bit. I've been impressed. Prices went up, not quite commensurate with the quality, but you know what? It's 11 o'clock. What the hell are you going to
do? Sure, exactly. It's a fucking burrito place. Yeah, it's open until midnight. What do you? Right, what
so
do you want?
I go get the burritos. You know, I bring them home. And she was under the weather as well, and still is. Like she is not shaking it at all. But bring the burrito home. She's already passed out. I don't feel like eating now, but now I've got burrito. So what's the solution to this? Uh-huh. Let me go back out for a little while, knowing I have burrito when I I was not done feeling the pain.
No. I've never done the second lap, but I have done the warm down at home.
Yeah. I probably would have just done that, but you know, I didn't think after I got burrito to also get beer. And then I was sitting there and I was like, well, it's only like an 8-minute walk.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going back to the pub.
Yeah. That just reminds me of like one of my favorite lines from the Golden Girls. And it wasn't like, you've watched the Golden Girls, yes?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Of course I have.
Are you familiar with the flashback episode they did for Bea Arthur's character?
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Where
outstanding.
It's her, yes, and the woman they got to play young Bea Arthur was phenomenal. Like, nailed the impression. It was an impression. It was just like a full on. She got the mannerism, she got the voice, she got the inflection, everything. And Estelle Getty just didn't need to wear a wig. That was nice. And then the husband is going to leave, right?
Yes.
And the line that always gets me is, where are you going? I'm going to get some air. There's air in the house. I like beer with my air. Slam. Best line ever.
Man, you know, speaking of throwbacks, I'm scrolling through Twitter this morning,
yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop with the Brian Kent thing? Because Sam Lammers has scored more goals than him. So can we not? Can we just not, everybody?
I mean,
come on. Look, Kent was really good in Europe sometimes and had like 6 months where he was unplayable.
Correct.
And we're not going to bring him back. Part of the biggest problem, folks, from the accounts yesterday, and if you need a good breakdown, we did about half of them on yesterday's show, and the rest on Friday, is the wage bill is insane.
Yeah.
And you don't bring back a player that just really wasn't doing it anymore.
No.
Look, the only one that is acceptable is Alfredo, right? That's
yep.
it.
That's no question.
Just because then we would have mental bastard, little Brazilian bastard up front.
Yes.
And that would be fucking amazing.
Uh-huh. And let that rivalry continue. Because it would be like watching two horses who hate each other race.
Oh, no. Famously, Colombia and Brazil get along just fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Never had any issues.
No, not a one.
Those are international relations.
Exactly. Yeah, it's... I think we're looking at... when we were talking last time about, you know, we need a company saying we need a viral video.
Yeah.
Right. They're now saying the same thing, except it's another Glenn Kamara.
Yeah.
That's what we're on.
But to be fair, they tried the viral video thing this morning with the Christmas advert. So.
I got to say, it's fun. It's fun.
I enjoyed it. I kind of thought the when it cut back to Gazza there at the end, I thought he was like shaking off the end of a lash. And I was like, oh, no, he's doing the dishes. Never mind.
Well, okay. There's two times you want to hear a glove snap. I'm glad they chose that one. It was nice. It's a nice little video. They brought back some old favorites. I really like that. There is some wooden moments. Let's not kid ourselves.
They're not professionals in this regard.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I can act way better than that and go, really? Can you score 18 in a season and, you know, send Keane to the hospital? No, probably not. So that's not me. Yeah, I get it. You know, horses for courses.
The good thing is, too, it's also sent some of them like wondering if those are Israeli flags on the table. Carrie Fell's going to get some material. Well, and also, too, it was nice seeing them not fight over the Gaza Strip. That was good.
Beautiful.
So, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Nice.
Welcome back, everybody.
Can I just say, I said it on Twitter, the best piece of acting right there is the shrug by Tav.
Yeah.
There's just, it's a beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is getting gift to hell for every penalty from now on.
Yes, exactly. Isolate that clip. Wait for the post penalty, the Rangers. And then 30 seconds later, you may post that.
All right, fuck it. Let's grab it. I'm not going as long today because I'm still obviously I'm fighting through this. I'm fighting through this.
Sometimes you don't have the minutes in the legs. That's fine.
Well, and plus I gotta do I gotta go to a conference this afternoon. And
I'm not businessman.
Yeah. Aren't I something?
What what's the busio? Or are you allowed to say?
I don't know.
What you just?
It's
you
what
just,
you know.
You just open up LinkedIn and go, "Oh, yeah, that sounds cool."
Okay. People ask you to go to it, and you know, you're like, "Okay, yeah, I guess." You know, I mean, if you went out of your way to ask me,
yes,
fine,
right,
fine. So, no, quick break. We're coming right back here with part two. We got some actual fun news that I almost wish David was here for, but you know. Sometimes we get to tell stories without him. So.
Trust me, there were so many times when I was listening to the last two episodes, I wasn't on going, oh, fuck, I could have said that. I could have said that. That's an anecdote. Motherfucker, why didn't I say that? God damn it.
See, okay, now, this is all you now. I know.
All right. I know. It's my fault.
Coming right back. Quick break. Right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, welcome back to part two. Special Wednesday Crope out here with the Canadian, of course, go down. The pre-orders for the scarf are done for my friends at The Famous, but you can still order one. All the information is down there in the show notes. Or, as always, you go visit support.thecopelandroad.org or click that Buy Me a Coffee link. You help out the show, and you get the chance to win stuff, very nice stuff. From our friends, thefamousheadwear.co.uk or blueroomart.co.uk. They're giving away, I know Blue Room Art, they're giving us at least one or a couple of calendars for this month. So you can sort out your scheduling issues for 2024 in advance. And of course, Graham over there at The Famous every month, you get some stickers or decals or badges or I don't know, whatever, pretty much whatever the hell he's got laying around the shop that, you know, he just wants to get out of the way. And of course, it's Christmas season, which means he has a lot of shit laying around the shop right now. So, plenty of stuff are given away from them. And, yeah, that's kind of all the sponsors we have. So, funniest fucking thing.
All right.
And David is in Hong Kong. So, this is kind of some synergy. But, I just had to bring it. Because I didn't know if we were going to be able to do this show today. But people who aren't... I guess this kind of ties back into Brisgrove's an idiot because it's an NFT story too. So, there were a bunch of the Bored Ape. I'm sure everybody remembers these. The Bored Ape NFTs from a few years ago, which Kmart Roof, by the way, bought one.
Right.
So I'm kind of surprised.
It's money if you pretend it is and get everyone else to pretend it is.
Yeah. And Kmart Roof was one of those people that got stuck again. So.
Yes.
And honestly, I'm kind of shocked he doesn't show up in this story at the end of it because it would just kind of complete the injury set. But these people all flew in our Lord's year of 2023. These people flew to Hong Kong for a Bored Ape NFT rave event type situation.
Right.
And
David Edgar was there. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry. Just ruined it. Dave's not actually there for the orc. It's nothing to do with Richard Gough. It's all to do with this.
We now go to the Hong Kong Supporters Club. What are you talking about? What? Event? No.
Anyway, whoever the fuck it was throwing this thing, obviously one of these fuckers has fleeced people for millions of dollars and is still doing it to this day.
Yep.
I think the one Redditor or whatever you found it put it up perfectly, that they were throwing an event for, again, it's kind of like a rave type situation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you use like UV lights at these.
Yes.
You know, if anybody's ever been to one and, you know, you want to make sure your clothes are actually clean or else everybody's going to notice it.
And you get to see who's been fucking in the chill lounge.
Yeah. You get to see whose cocaine is all over the front of their shirt. That sort of thing.
Yep. Exactly.
But anyway, whoever was throwing this thing just decided to pop money on like the best UV lights he could find.
Yes.
Which are, as some people, maybe if you work in the health industry right now, have already figured out what the hell the problem is going to be here. Because they're sterile lamps, which require massive amounts of PPE to use. And they blinded 22 people, at least temporarily, at this goddamn event. Couldn't happen to a better bunch of fuckwits.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now just picture the scales of money, brains. Guess what is like, the doctors are chirping in going, they use those? We call them the death lights. And, you know, we wear PPE and like, you know, reflective gear because it will give you skin cancer. Like, it's, they put them in a rave. Jesus.
See, you know, I didn't think about the long game with the NFT craze and the fact that these people will literally kill themselves.
Yeah.
To keep chasing this shit.
You're right. Those are lovely pastries. What are you dusting them with? Icing sugar? Uh-uh. Fentanyl. Go. It's more expensive. It's better. More expensive.
See, now, I wonder if we can just tell Bizgrove we got the next big NFT in the cryo chamber and just leave it in there. Like, it's really bad. No, it's there, baby. The next big commercial pop. It's right there.
Exactly. Exactly. Nice.
God.
Yeah. How is it? And Elon Musk is a perfect example of this, right?
Yeah.
How do dumb people get so good? Like,
well, I mean, in like his case, how, you like know, how many escalators? Money, but.
True. Yeah. That's it. I guess you. If you've got enough seed money, you can do anything.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah. No. I mean, these are the kind of people that have problems with broken escalators. Yes.
Right. Exactly. Right. Insert Mitch Hedberg bit here. It's just astounding, but like, you know what? Darwinism is great. That's all I can say is like, if you were dumb enough to buy an ape and was told it's worth something, you know what? You're dumb enough to be blinded by fucking sterile lights.
Yeah. Like,
right.
Oh my God.
This, you know, I think the only thing that would have made it better is if there was a sign-in sheet at the back for free tickets to the next fire festival. That's the next step.
Yeah, but they got to sign in before they go stare at the fucking sterilizer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the hang up there.
Right. Like, it goes back to like, don't stare at the eclipse. Cue picture of Donald Trump staring at the eclipse. Like, it's just... Unbelievable. Right.
I don't know, you know, in your truck. Well, I mean, you just came back from fascist land, but
yes.
I don't know if you caught any of his speech at the weekend for Veterans Day, which is, you know, we have Memorial Day in May here, which is our War Dead Day, right?
Sure,
we got to be different. We used to do Remembrance Day, and then one day they were like, no, we're special. We got to do it on a different
day.
So Veterans Day is what we mark on the 11th, which is to honor living veterans, you know, people who have served. I did my annual event of, you know, when I go to the pub, I just buy rounds for the first vet I see.
Beautiful.
I mean, fuck, nice. Plus it was Sarge. The guy's fucking great. I came in goddamn. But
right.
Trump decided to use the day to just go full fascist.
Uh-huh. Like,
yeah, we're gonna set up concentration camps and just everything. And the reaction is not quite, because, you know, we had to go through this whole era of him, and I hate saying era because it was, you know, 5 years counting the election cycle.
Correct.
But it felt like many, many more. But this whole era of him doing the fascist things, and then people being like, well, is he really? You know, I mean, come on. It's not, you can't just go throwing that term around all loose. Like, we're not.
No.
Watch what he's doing.
Exactly. If you could take the time to read one of the books before you burn it, just give it a quick skim. And I think I will say this, and maybe this was what the motivation was with Don, and I hope it was this, is just to provide an example of what those boys were fighting for, you know, like just so every veteran could go, ah, it's back, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a bit like, wasn't that when he was in France in like 17 and For the armistice day, Mark, he couldn't couldn't be bothered going to the cemetery.
Because it was raining and he didn't want to get his hair wet. Yeah. It's called an umbrella, Don. You know that thing that you can't fold back when you enter an airplane? Remember that? That you just kind of leave on the ground, you fuckwit? Yeah, no.
See, well, it was a good day for a lot of his minions in the U.S. Congress. Well, because what? We had Kevin McCarthy throwing elbows into the back of Congressman Burchett there. And then we had Mark Wayne Mullen. I'm not making this name up. His name is Mark Wayne, one word, Mullen.
Right.
He's a senator from Oklahoma.
Yes.
So we can just start there. Okay. Challenge the leader of the Teamsters to just a square go, which the leader of the Teamsters did not back down from. Come on, let's go outside.
Jesus Christ. Have you seen that thumb that's been hit with a hammer five times? Like that Teamster guy?
That's kind of what his head looks like, to be honest.
Right? I mean, exactly. Right. Like picture the Kingpin from Spider-Man comics.
Yes.
And then, but larger.
Yes.
You know, and like, there's no way you challenge that guy. Are you nuts?
No.
Yeah.
Well, I love too, because like Bernie Sanders was trying to get the thing back on. Of course, Mark Wayne Mullen kept interrupting him. And the it was the best clapback from the Teamster leader who just went, I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yep. Gorgeous.
Like, fucking God.
I spent my morning writing some jokes. And then I saw that clip and I went, nothing I do today will match that. Nothing.
Tear all these up.
Yep.
Fuck this.
Yep. Bye bye, joke about Shazam. That's it. You're gone.
Oh, fucking God.
We don't have.
I want to give a shout here since we're talking about smashing hands with tools. Good friend Neil Buchanan, who decided to go down the Shane route of apparently stabbing his hand grotesquely with a screwdriver while listening to the Crow Pod this morning. Right. So, well done. Good effort there, Neil.
I was literally just going to say we don't have any questions this week. But what we have made up for is the fact that we have injuries posted by the listeners. That's where we are. And now we're going to get done for being a self-harm. You know, this is going to be another go chomp on an apple moment where now Twitter thinks that we're promoting violence against people. It's like, we're not, we're just clumsy motherfuckers that, you know, are heavily medicated and can't negotiate stairs. Like that's all we are.
Oh fuck! No, no questions, nothing else. I don't know. No. Yeah, you got shit to do. I'm gonna go lay down because I'm fucking dizzy again. This is awful. Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ! Hey, we met the okay. Well, then let's do this. I have onion and reductress.
Oh yeah.
To save you the bother. This
we did it yesterday, but
okay. Well, did you? I haven't had a chance to listen to it because I was in transit. Did you cover this one? Skydiver ascending directly upwards clearly didn't listen to instructions.
Nope.
Okay. How about some local news? Dog allowed to eat whatever he wants off the sidewalk on his birthday.
My buddy, I got a friend, Robert Zaglinski, he covers the Bears. He used to cover the Bears for me, and now he does like actual work.
Sure.
But he had just posted the day before that one popped up about his dog's seventh birthday and the fact that he just let him eat street pizza for 15 minutes the day before because it's his birthday and he's a very good boy.
Yes. Yes. This is another local one from The Onion. You might have done this one. Ohio sixth grader forced to give birth last year, slightly annoyed at timing of abortion ratification. which clearly could have been a reductress headline. And I will give you this one. My zodiac sign wasn't compatible with my baby, so I left her in a Walmart. So...
I did like the other dead pigeon at bus stop moved a little overnight.
Beautiful. Don't forget that was the reductress home of the coffee mug that reads, "Don't talk to me until I've had my abortion." That's right. wonderful work they do.
We also had Hormel introduces new chili formula for mothers who can't produce own chili.
Yes! By the way, one of the most grotesque Photoshop efforts I have seen from The Onion in many a day. It's just, you know, read the headline.
No, there was no effort look at the in picture. That one.
Oh, boy. A baby bottle filled with chili. Oh, yay.
Oh, yay. Fucking hell. All right, me and I'm going to try to do something Thursday. I'm giving myself a day to let this earache actually go away. Plus, I got to do conferences and shit. So, like I said, I should be back. Friday. Today's Wednesday. See, my days.
Today's Wednesday.
Me and Danny will be back Friday for more. Okay. More look at the accounts. We're going to laugh at Malky McKay, who just got emptied. you dumb racist bitch. Oh, fuck yourself.
Talk shit, get banged.
And next Tuesday, Todd, is the big show everybody's been waiting for since last year when we didn't really get to do it. It's the CrowPod 11th Anniversary Spectacular.
Beautiful. I have just the thing that I want to bring to it. I think we should make it an annual occasion. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done. No spoilers, but I will leave it at that.
All right, Todd's got big stuff. If you got any idea, and don't just tell me fucking crazy Daniel. I swear to God, I don't know how many times I could drag that thing back out, and don't think I'm not going to next week. But if you got anything you want us to do next week for the 11th anniversary, I'll put a thing, if you're listening on Spotify, I'm going to ask you a question. You can just respond right there, and if not, you know where to find us all on Twitter. You can find Todd there. Hey, it's TVA, and you can find Todd in Toronto at a comedy club near William McGill.
Yes.
So if you want to go see Todd and you're in the greater Toronto, Ontario, Canada area,
correct.
He's there this week. Where are you at, Todd?
I am at Absolute Comedy, which is at Yonge and Eglinton. I'll be there today through Sunday. So you can go to absolutecomedy.ca for tickets there. And then next week, I am back in Toronto, November 25th for my Write 'Em Up show, where I host a comedy show. Five comics do stage time while I have a team of writers writing roast jokes. I dismiss the comic and then I read the roasts verbatim, providing anonymity and emotional distance for the writers. It's the funnest show in TO, and it's back. So if you like roasts, if you like comedy, come on out.
There you go. Corey, you can always find all this. Go to heyitstva.com. Or again, just bug Todd on Twitter. Honestly, ask Todd every individual question you have about a show on Twitter. I know
Please do.
Acts like nothing better than to respond to like ticket queries or show times or any other little bit of minutia that you could easily get just by looking at the venue's website. They love that kind of shit. Yeah. Please bother Todd with all of that.
I'll tell you the one that gets me. And it gets me every time, and I know for a fact it's happening to me Monday. I know for a fact, okay? It's when, and by all means, everyone, even if you live in the UK, just do this to me. When you're promoting the shows on Facebook, Twitter, whatever, say, hey, great shows last night. You can see me Wednesday through Sunday. Hey, Friday night shows was a blast. Saturday and Sunday, that's it. Hey, tomorrow's Sunday, last chance to see me. And then Monday, I'm writing it up. Great week I had at Absolute. First reply, why didn't you tell us you were in Toronto? Oh, motherfuckers.
No one hang Todd out on a hook here, baby.
Yeah.
All right. That's it. Like I said, me and Daniel will be back Friday. Next Tuesday, 11th. And now I'm taking a couple days off because it's fucking Thanksgiving.
Yay.
The best goddamn holiday. Because all you got to do is eat and drink and watch sports.
Yeah.
Fucking love it. So that's it. Todd, have a great weekend, buddy.
You as well.
All right, we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
Pretty kind of fucking serious at that.